This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
Hello, listeners. This is John Jeffers of the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. I want to talk to you, the members of the intelligentsia. And you are members of the intelligentsia because you listen to Contra Radio Network. And all of our shows are heard around the world. And one of the things I want to talk to you about is if you're looking to do a show, a podcast, I urge you to come on over and check out Contra Radio Network. Now, the best thing about this is this. This is something we have. You know, with Contra Radio Network, we do a live streaming on Live 365. And because we do, you can have copyrighted music in your programs because we're covered under the BMI and ASCAP licensing. And that's really cool. And let me tell you something else, my friends. We'll allow you to do any show you want to do on any subject matter. That's right. So do me a favor. Why don't you come on over to Contra Radio Network, check out our rates. I guarantee you're going to find it to be not only competitive, but we can beat most everybody. So check out ContraRadioNetwork.com/CRN-broadcasting. That's ContraRadioNetwork.com/CRN-broadcasting. I'm John Jeffers right here on the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network saying thank you to the intelligentsia. Come on over and give us a try. You won't be sorry, I promise.
Chasing the rabbit, so you don't have to. Here they are, Mark and Don, the two crazy guys.
Oh, welcome back to another episode of the two crazy guys. We have a couple of new affiliates to tell you about. Emergency Essentials is one of them. Mark is going to be stepping up the links there on the website soon. So we have Emergency Essentials. We have Galco Gun Leather. And so you can log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com, click on the sponsors tab, or just go to ContraRadioNetwork.com/sponsors. Support our sponsors, because by supporting our sponsors, you support us. So my name is Donald Lowry, a.k.a. Big D, and I have with me my co-host, Mark Boyle, a.k.a. Prepper Guy. How you doing today, bud?
Doing really good. You know, we're in separate bunkers. Don't let the light behind me fool you. That's just monitors. I'm 100 feet underground at Raccoon City.
And I'm not telling. So, hey, listen, you know, what I don't understand is, you know, the biggest thing going on right now is the coronavirus.
Yes.
And I can't for the life of me figure out why there's no toilet papers in the stores.
I don't understand that, because I think if you get coronavirus, you don't get diarrhea. You just die.
I don't think you even die.
I think it's just a scare thing.
I think it is too.
You know, just people are panicking about it and thinking it's the end of the world. And
yeah.
So they buy stuff. I mean, there's a lot of reason to panic. You know, the economy losing, you know, 2,000 points yesterday and oil prices tanking might make a sane prepper stand back and go, might not be coronavirus, but something bad's going to happen.
Well,
and,
see,
this- and you want to prepare for it. But most people buying toilet paper obviously are not preppers. They're just panic, you know, shoppers.
Let me enlighten you on something from the past. Let's say we had SARS, we had MARS, we had swine flu, we had hoof and mouth disease, MRSA.
Swine flu. Did you mention that? We had the Spanish flu.
There was anthrax. There was all this other crap.
Right.
And every time it turned out to be a distraction of some sort.
Right.
So I believe that we're not going to die and that the world is not going to come to an end because of coronavirus.
No.
I believe it's going to be something a little more devastating, like maybe somebody like Kim Jong-un launching a freaking nuclear warhead somewhere, or maybe, you know, the sun's going to get pissed off and spit at us or something. I don't know. But
the meteorite, you know, or something might slam
the end of us. The society is not going to be because of coronavirus.
No, it could be a trigger effect, but then so many other things can too, you know, right. be a trigger. I mean, you look at the economy and the debt curve, yeah. and how many hundreds of trillions that were actually in debt, you know, that are off book and stuff. And so they might, you know, the economists, when all else fails, they take us to war. Well, we're kind of war weary. So they might just go, hey, coronavirus, it's that damn virus. You know, I talked about that in my last podcast. You know, if they have an excuse, then they don't need to take us to war. They could just blame it on the coronavirus, collapse the economy, because they pretty much robbed everyone blind over the last 10, 15 years. You know, and all that money, I think they said $2 trillion were lost yesterday when the stock market, you know, dropped that 2,000 points. $2 trillion. It didn't go to money heaven. It went into somebody else's pocket, you know, a bank, you know, a hedge fund, you know. So we're being robbed, and you know, not you and I, because I'm not invested in that shit. But they're still killing the middle class.
Right.
And, you know, 2008, you know, should have been a big wake-up call. I mean, how many – I wasn't leveraged. I didn't have, you know, McMansion or nothing like that. It still hurt the economy and put a lot of contractors out of business just overnight. You know, I guess probably 30% of the flooring stores, you know, in Sierra Vista just closed and stuff. So it still affects us. It's just
sure.
The coronavirus is probably an excuse. I mean, it's more dangerous or transmittable than some of the other ones because of its long incubation period. And they say there's a new version now, the COVID, you know, whatever they're calling coronavirus, X.
COVID-19X.
Yeah, so it's mutated already. And they're saying that's probably because of, you know, homeless people and really bad conditions. And okay. So, you know, you look at San Francisco, L.A., you know, Washington, Portland, homeless tent cities up and down the main streets.
Yeah.
And they're not going to call 911 when they get sick. They're just going to roll over and die, you know. So it has potential, whatever that means. You know,
the potentiometer bullshit meter.
Potentiometer. I always loved that word. I can hardly pronounce it, but it sounds cool as shit.
In other news, we are down to two Democrat contenders now. Loser one and loser two, Joe Biden, you're a dog faced pony soldier. You're a lying dog faced pony soldier. He told one of his, he told a guy at, it was one of the union worker deals. This union worker was going off on him about his confiscation of guns and all this other stuff. And he called him he told him he was full of bullshit. He was bullshit or something. Told him he was full of shit. I mean, this guy.
He's a walking gaffe machine.
And, you know, Bernie Sanders, when is this dude going to freaking wake up, man? They screwed him for Hillary, and now they're screwing him for Joe Biden.
I know, right? I mean, talk about taking a back seat to some of the worst candidates, you know, Hillary and Biden. I mean, but he's not really a Democrat. He's more of a socialist.
And that's, you know, why the Democrats don't want him.
Right. He flies under that flag. And I was talking to, you know, a real political friend of ours at the store the other day. And I was, you know, talking about Sanders. And I said, you know, the Socialist Party, they have a party.
Yeah.
You know, just like the Green Party and the Libertarian Party and all that. I said, the problem with these hang on leeches is they don't want to do their due diligence and elect mayors and representatives and senators and dog catchers as socialists. They want to skim along or draft, you know, or graft, whatever they call it, like in racing where you get behind the leader and then they drag you along, you know, but they don't want to do it. And that's what pisses me off about the Libertarian Party. Libertarians are great. and they're, you know, pretty much the form of government I'd like. Do they run mayors? No. Do they run city councilmen? No. Do they even have any representatives or senators? No.
Right.
Boy, every year when there's a presidential election, they want to jump up at the head of the line and you know, have a president.
Yeah.
It's like, pay your dues. And the social, and Bernie Sanders, the same way. He's riding their coattails. And I guess if they want to cut him off.
Yeah, well.
That's a bad decision he made to be with them.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Bernie Sanders, as far off of his rocker as he is.
Yeah.
I mean, but all right. So imagine.
Almost as bad as Joel.
Imagine for a minute. At least he doesn't have the gaffes. You know, at least he knows where he's at. He doesn't forget where he's at half the time. He doesn't right. mix his spouse up for his sister,
right.
you know. So, but imagine for a second that you're Bloomberg.
Right.
And you spend $500 million and you win a tiny little set of islands, the
Samoan
Polynesian
islands or Samoan
islands. The heck out there. That has to be embarrassing as hell.
Yeah. And then, you know what, it's cracking me up through this whole process, which happens in the Republican Party process too, you know. It's all just the first round draft of the shit show, what we call an election. But, you know, here's, you know, you got people like Elizabeth Warren and even Beto and all these guys. They look at the world and they go, I'm going to run for president because I think I can fix it. I believe in my core values so much that I'm going to run for president. And then they get their ass handed to them and turn around and give it to somebody that they were just trash talking 2 days ago. That tells me they have no values, because
right.
if I was running for president and spent that much money like Bloomberg and I lost that bad, I would be at home crying about, you know, my message and maybe I was wrong and maybe I'm a dumb shit. I'm not going to throw my support to somebody else that was just my arch enemy because I don't believe in what they're saying.
But the problem is none of them have any core values. Their whole campaign has been stop Trump. That's it.
Yeah, it's this election is about an ideology.
I stand back. Stop Trump and take your guns.
Yeah, they've said that. That's what Bloomberg said. I'm running to stop Trump. He didn't want to be president, really.
Listen, we got to take a break.
All right.
It's that time already. We will be back shortly. Do not go away. We're going to have Mark fix his microphone, too.
Oh, is it screwing up? Okay.
Are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN, for all the right reasons. Proper has made tactical gear with a purpose for over 50 years, since their first U.S. Navy contract in 1967. Today, Proper designs and manufactures professional-level tactical apparel and gear for military, law enforcement, and public safety professionals and civilians, whether in the service, on the job, or off for the weekend. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Proper banner now.
Alrighty, welcome back to the second segment of today's program of the Two Crazy Guys. Music there by our friend Mr. Free.
Yay.
Remember, log on to MrFree.shop. Check him out on Facebook at Mr. Free. Really cool dude, man. Guy's a solid American patriot. Just the kind of guy we like.
Yep, that's what we need. A lot of patriots. You know, solid patriots.
The engineers are frantically working on Mark's issue. We don't know what's going on, but... that is what it is. That's how it goes when you're in radio. So you have issues, yeah. Gremlins that pop up. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. We have the engineers working on it. So they are working frantically in the background.
Yeah. And I can't figure it out on my end. I don't. Mm-hmm. How's it sounding? Worse, better?
No, I mean, your sound is good. It's just that while you're talking, in the middle of while you're talking, you get this muffled effect, and it does like a quick repeat. And then, so I don't know. It's kind of weird. Maybe it's the internet connection. I don't know.
I don't know. I shut everything down. I'm going to close all my tabs just for fun. Except this one.
Don't close this one.
No. Might help. I don't know.
Okay. So when we left, we talked a little, we were talking about the candidates and the elections and all that. And during the break, Mark was, he had some more things he wanted to talk about. Go ahead, Mark.
I always want to talk about stupid stuff. Well, I was just thinking, you know, this whole election, if we really think about it, it's not about Biden or Sanders, and it's not about Trump. It really has boiled down to, finally, Communist Manifesto versus Declaration of Independence. I mean, what do you want? Do you want freedom, or do you want womb to the tomb? You know,
yeah,
babysitting, basically.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm looking at it. I go, you know, it's Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are not that far apart. I mean, they're still socialists.
Yeah, well, the whole Democratic Party is, and they're not even hiding it. They're really not even trying to hide it anymore.
No,
you know, and it what just burns me up is the fact that, you know, you have they have the youth so snowballed into thinking that this is the best thing for them.
Yeah, they have no frame of reference, and God forbid they crack open a history book and read something.
Well, yeah, you know, we don't do that anymore. We can't, right? Because it's racist.
Right. So, you know, what we have is the Democrat Party has become the Socialist Party.
It has.
The Republican Party, if it weren't for Trump, would already be the DNC.
Oh, I would highly agree with that. The Republican Party is no better, mind you.
Right.
And now Mitt Romney, come on, man. That dude's done.
Yeah, he's toast and don't even know it. You know, he's, I was talking to my brother because, you know, I'm still in my pissing match with the city, you know, about me being an American and actually thinking that I have the right to build something on my own private property. And so he's in the city council. Yeah. And I go, can you explain to me why my tax dollars pay for a bureaucracy within the city designed to trample and infringe on my rights? I go, really? I mean, that's what they do. You know, there's no purpose for them. So we set up a government agency called ATF. And what's their sole job? To screw with our ability to freely own a gun. Yeah. You know, we got the FCC that regulates your freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And so we pay for these people to screw and infringe with our rights.
Right.
And I asked my brother, I go, why do we have planning and zoning? This is a town of 5,000, 6,000 people. I mean, come on. do we really need a master plan? You know, and five or six people walking around inspecting shit. I don't see the purpose in it. I mean, we have a city engineer.
Yeah.
I'm sure he could follow a plan. I would think.
Well, you know, it's just it. Government is highly efficient, said no one ever.
Right. You know? Could you imagine the founding fathers going,
oh my God,
we need to have a planning and zoning commission before.
Oh my God, our founding fathers right now would be freaking livid at what we have done to the Republic, man.
Right.
We are so not even close to the Republic that they founded.
No.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, they have created, I was in a classroom one time when I was doing self-governance training. The instructor started on a chalkboard and he started with this timeline. And he started from 17, very early on in the timeline. And then he got to pretty much present day. And every year, you know, the executive's job is to sign the bill into law.
Right.
That mommy and daddy, who are the House and the Senate, copulate together and they create these stupid laws.
Right.
And it's the executive branch's responsibility to sign it into law, and then he has to enforce it. He has to make it happen.
Right.
Okay, so therefore you get all these little branches of government created. And so he started showing, you know, this year this branch of government was created to enforce this executive action.
Right.
And then this year this one had to have this one also and a subcommittee of this one to do this and a subcommittee to do that. And then by the time he's done, Mark, I'm not kidding you, the left side of the chalkboard was just one little line across the top of the chalkboard. And by the time he got to the right side present day, the whole chalkboard from top to bottom was full of all of these branches of government that have had to be created to uphold all of these executive actions and all these laws that mommy and daddy have copulated together and
right.
done in order to make our lives better.
Right. And we, the people, have asked for none of it. They're unelected.
I was blown away when I saw it. I was like, oh my God, you got to be freaking kidding me, man. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I argue with the city and I go, you know, I didn't elect you. I elected the city council and the mayor. That's it.
Yeah.
All these other people just seem to float around and have all this authority that I didn't give them.
Most of them are appointed. They're not even elected. So they're not accountable to the taxpayer.
No.
No. Yeah. Just like here in Sierra Vista, they had, what was that position that they had, I can't think of the name of it now, but they were paying the guy $100,000 a year salary, right? And I'm thinking to myself, man, if we're paying you $100,000 a year, then you had better damn sight be able to produce $100,000 a year worth of business to this town.
And they don't.
No.
It's almost like they get hired, they get their checks, they cash their checks, and show up at meetings and don't do shit.
Squat.
Right. And yet, we're all happy. Well, we got a PR guy. You know, we got a city engineer. Yeah. We got a city this and we got a city that. They don't do anything, obviously. Not looking around my town.
Yeah.
So
looking for stuff that you're in violation of their code so that they can write you a fine.
Right. Yeah. And I just, you know, when I really sit back and look at it, it's like these people are harassing me and trying to violate my property rights, which are mentioned 14 times in the Constitution, more than any other right is your property rights. And I have to deal with this guy that for some reason my city thinks it's a good idea to hire. to harass me. It's not like to give me a ticket because I'm blatantly speeding. And,
right.
and should be pulled over and maybe even ran into jail if I'm drunk. No,
yeah.
I'm just a guy minding my own business. It's not like I'm trying to, you know, lobby the city so I get an exclusive on selling beer at the high school for seniors.
You know, yeah. So we had the MPO, the Metropolitan and Planning Organization.
Ooh.
Okay.
Different than building department.
They were doing a feasibility study to see about making Buffalo Soldier Trail go all the way down into Mosin Road. And they hired a firm. I won't say the name of the firm, but they hired a firm out of Tucson, not one out of Sierra Vista. They hired a firm out of Tucson. And this firm came up with three different planned routes that were probable. one of which was not even feasible. Two of the other ones went onto private property. And so when they had the call to the public and all that, and I'm not going to mention the lady's name. She's a sweet lady. But it was going to go right through her ranch. And she was like, no, I'm not. I don't want to sell my property for that. I'm not doing this. Then they started talking about, what's that when they can come and take your property?
Oh, eminent domain.
Eminent domain and all that. And man, the people got upset. And I guess they ran them out. I don't know. But the bottom line is they're doing all these feasibility studies to do stuff. And it doesn't matter to them whether it's on somebody's property or not, because they'll just come along and they'll just say, we need that piece of property. Here's what we're going to offer you for that property. Right. And if you say no, then they're going to say, okay, well now we value that property at zero and we're going to take it anyway.
Right. Yeah. And I talked to a land lawyer one time about that. And I said, well, what if the city came along and, my property could be like a freeway underpass, where I'm located, would save people going around, I guess.
And
I was like, well, what if, what if the city came along or some developer and said, hey, we want to turn that into a throughfare to the other side, I-10. And I said, what if I said, oh, great. Thankfully, somebody wants to buy that damn land. How much are you going to give me? And he started laughing and he said, you don't understand that when you throw the ball at them that way, all of a sudden they have to pay you fair market value.
They do.
The minute you say no, then they'll hit you with eminent domain and they'll take it. But he goes, if you say, oh, it's been sale for 50 years, thank God some sucker wants to buy it, then all of a sudden it becomes a negotiation.
Goes, they have to get you fair market value. That's correct.
Yeah, he said, don't let them push you into that eminent domain thing. He goes, you're going to lose it anyway. You might as well get as much money as you can. Because if it's true eminent domain,
it's going to become Mark Boyle. It's going to become the prepper guy against so-and-so lawyer that's won thousands of different trials up against innocent civilians in so many courts. And the guy's got all these degrees and all that. And it's poor prepper guy sitting there saying, they're going to win.
Right.
There's nothing you can do. They are going to win.
And with the eminent domain, I mean, it's pretty close to constitutional. I mean,
we're out of time.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? It sucks. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We will catch you again next time. Remember to log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com. Log on to the2crazyguys.com, prepperguy.com, and check us out on Facebook at Contra Radio Network Broadcasting.
And hey, I'm going to even say prepperguy.com/shop. Go buy one of my plaques.
Go buy some stuff. All right, we're out of here. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Adios, y'all. Resist much and obey little.
Thanks for tuning in. Catch them next time as they dig into the issues. The two crazy guys. Log on to the website at www.contraradionetwork.com.